before he grew into the man he would be.
"I'm strong," he said. "I don't know a lot about fixing cars, but I used to help my uncle keep his bug running."
I believed he was strong. Werewolves are. As soon as I had picked up the distinctive musk and mint scent, I'd had a nervous urge to drive him out of my territory. However, not being a werewolf, I control my instincts. I'm not controlled by them. Then, too, the boy, shivering slightly in the damp November weather, roused other, stronger instincts. It is my own private policy not to break the law. I drive the speed limit, keep my cars insured, pay a little more tax to the feds than I have to. I've given away a 20 or two to people who'd asked, but never hired someone who couldn't appear on my payroll. There was also the problem of his being a werewolf, and a new one at that, if I was any judge. The young ones have less control of their wolves than others. He hadn't commented on how odd it was to see a woman mechanic. Sure, he'd probably been watching me for a while, long enough to get used to the idea. But still, he hadn't said anything, and that won him points. But not enough points for what I was about to do. He rubbed his hands together and blew on them to warm up his fingers, which were red with chill. "All right," I said slowly. It was not the wisest answer, but watching his slow shiver